Sex trafficking is such a heartbreaking crisis, with many cases right here in our own backyard. It's such a painful topic, you may not even want to hear anything about it, except for this. Even in all of this darkness, God is working all things together for good, as people find their divine calling to fight back.
Open your eyes, your prize is right before you somehow. Whatever you do, just don't miss now.
You're about to meet Aaliyah, one of the nearly 500,000 people forced into sex trafficking. But her story doesn't end in tragedy, thanks to the good work of people fighting back and offering safe places for women.
So after 20 years of feeling like I was never enough, feeling like I was a secondary character in my own life, I was given the gift of being able to go and live amongst these women that for the next year just loved me.
Aaliyah is talking about a refuge for female victims of sex trafficking, started by Ked and Michelle Frank. They've devoted the past 17 years of their lives establishing safe houses for women, setting captives of sexual slavery free. This year, they expanded to Denver with safe places for women.
We're just blessed. And so many of you who are watching this have journeyed with us and are friends, and we're grateful for you.
Yes, we
really
are.
We're very, very grateful for you.
very grateful.
Some of you will be leaders of organizations that have encouraged us, that we've partnered with for a long time, that, again, that we're just continuing to work with, and we're looking forward to working with you in this next season.
Yeah.
Now as well, too, here in Colorado.
Even though they've been following their divine calling for many years, the work never gets easier because the scars run deep.
I felt abandoned, felt like I was disposable. I was sexually abused and introduced to pornography when I was 4. And that led me to believe that I didn't have control over my body, that I wasn't allowed to have a say in what happened to me physically.
Michelle also works with Rescue America.
Rescue America is a 24/7 rescue hotline that serves survivors all over the country with safe home partners like Safe Places for Women. And we have a lot of safe home partners across the country that we get to collaborate and partner with. So that as we're serving survivors through the hotline, we are providing an extensive, trauma-informed, beautiful intake experience for those survivors. And then really my role is to kind of be a liaison or a bridge builder from the hotline into homes, into placement homes.
I had come to this fork in the road where I had decided that either I was going to do things this way, and try God's way and try getting help, or I was just going to kill myself and just be done. And at that point, I just kind of decided like I couldn't live this way anymore and I needed something more.
Women will call the hotline, and then Southwest Airlines will help relocate them. And then they'll come in to Safe Places for Women. And we just have this model that's going to work really, really well.
And with that came the understanding that God calls me beloved. Like, He calls me redeemed. He calls me pure despite anything that was done to me or that I've done to myself, that I could have this new start and this new relationship where I could find my identity and who He said I was, and that this time my He could be Christ. And He called me new, and He told me that my sins were washed white as snow, and that the old was gone and that the new was here. And as far as the east is from the west, He'd forgotten everything that I had done.
Open your eyes, your prize is right before you somehow. Whatever you do, just don't.